You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, my name is Zeke Robison, and this is Wired.
Pfizer and BioNTech announced yesterday that their vaccine is safe and effective in children ages 5 to 11. The companies plan to apply for emergency use authorization from the FDA by the end of the month, which means millions of elementary schoolers could get their shots before the end of October. The drug makers have yet to release detailed data, and the results of the trial haven't been peer-reviewed or published in a journal. But in the announcement, they said that children produced high levels of antibodies with just a third of the dose given to adolescents and adults. Trial results for children under 5 aren't expected until October, at the earliest. In other news, the White House has announced that starting in November, the U.S. will relax COVID-19 travel restrictions for those entering the country. At that time, fully vaccinated travelers from the UK, the EU, Ireland, China, Iran, Brazil, South Africa, and India will be allowed into the U.S. with proof of full vaccination and a negative test within 72 hours of their departure. This will end the stringent travel restrictions that were put in place by the Trump administration at the start of the pandemic. And a year and a half into the pandemic, American Samoa recently reported its very first case of COVID-19. The case comes from an asymptomatic traveler who was fully vaccinated and in mandatory quarantine after returning from a trip to Hawaii. People entering the territory are required to get 3 negative PCR tests, 10, 5, and 2 days before traveling, and this person tested negative before arriving. At present, just over 48% of the territory's population is fully vaccinated.
Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech in 2 newsletter at wired.com/TT.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.